From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has called the timing of the FBI's announcement that it is assessing new evidence in her case unprecedented and deeply troubling. Clinton spoke Saturday at a campaign appearance in Daytona, Florida.
So no matter what they throw at us in these last days, we're not going to back down. We're not going to get distracted. We're not going to get knocked off course because we know how much this election matters.
FBI Director James Comey said in a letter to lawmakers Friday that new emails have surfaced that are related to Clinton's case, despite an FBI tradition of avoiding controversial actions in the days leading up to an election. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump on Saturday called this latest wrinkle the lowest point in the history of our country.
Public corruption is a grave and profound threat to a democracy. Government corruption spreads outward like a cancer and infects the operations of government itself.
Trump spoke at a campaign event in the swing state of Colorado. Central Italy has been rocked by another strong earthquake, the latest since a deadly quake on August 24th. Italy's Civil Protection Authority says the powerful 6.6 magnitude quake early Sunday brought down buildings in numerous places across the area. Authorities said some 20 people sustained light injuries. That there were no reports of deaths was largely due because thousands of residents left their homes after two strong jolts last week. VOA News. A U.S. government monitoring agency says Afghanistan's security forces battling the resurgent Taliban have suffered around 15,000 casualties, including 5,523 fatalities in the first 8 months of 2016. The agency is also warned of eroding gains the war-shattered country has made with the help of the international community. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, in its quarterly report published Sunday, noted the Afghan government lost 2.2% territorial control during this year's fighting. The European Union and Canada signed a long-delayed landmark free trade agreement Sunday in Brussels aimed to boost growth and jobs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signed the Comprehensive and Economic Trade Agreement along with the heads of EU institutions. Trudeau spoke about the agreement.
Greater market access, more economic growth, and stronger job creation. That's good news for Canada's middle class and for the communities they call home.
The signing ceremony had been pushed back from Thursday after French-speaking Wallonia, with just 3.6 million people, initially vetoed an agreement affecting more than 500 million Europeans and 35 million Canadians. The EU requires unanimity among its 28 members, and Belgium needed the backing of all its regions to approve the agreement. Turkey has dismissed more than 10,000 civil servants as the government continues its crackdown following a failed coup in July. News of the removal of the academics, teachers, and health workers was published late Saturday. Turkey has already ousted more than 80,000 civil servants and arrested more than 30,000 in connection with the coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly accused cleric Fethullah Gulen of being behind the coup attempt that left at least 270 people dead. South Korea's president, who's in the middle of an influence-peddling scandal, accepted the resignation of several of her top aides Sunday. A presidential spokesman said Park Geun-hye accepted the resignations of her chief of staff and the senior secretaries for policy coordination, political affairs, civil affairs, and public relations. Also Sunday, the woman who's at the center of the president's political scandal returned to Seoul from Germany. Choi Soon-sil's lawyer said Choi will actively respond to prosecutors' investigation and will testify according to the facts. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.